This accessible, independent voter guide is produced by Access the Vote NC, an initiative of Disability Rights North Carolina. Nonpartisan 2019 Voter Guide. Pick your city's leaders. Why is voting important? I'm voting because too many of my ancestors died for me not to be using my right to vote. Kristen Marion. I want someone in City Hall fighting for issues important to our community. Robert Dawkins. City elections are often very close, so my one vote could have a big impact. Angelica Robles. Not voting would be giving my power away. We must use every tool we have to be heard. Rena McNeil. Kinston residents will elect 3 members of the City Council this fall. The Council makes decisions about utility bills, road repair, parks, new jobs, police oversight, and flood prevention. But you decide who wins. Vote in Kinston's elections. Early voting, October 16th through November 1st. Election day, November 5th. About this guide. This nonpartisan guide includes vital tips about voting and answers from candidates for mayor and city council in Fayetteville. It is sponsored by Democracy NC and Common Cause NC and made accessible by Disability Rights North Carolina. Your power for what? The ballot box is one place where everyone is equal. One person, one vote. People acting together can make change happen. Use your power. Review the candidates' responses and decide who should represent you on the City Council. The Council hires the City Manager and oversees the police and fire departments, zoning and building code enforcement, water, sewer, waste disposal and recycling, economic development, neighborhood renewal and affordable housing, recreation, parks, arts programs. No photo ID needed in 2019. You do not need to show an ID when you vote unless you're registering at an early voting site or there was a problem verifying your registration. In either case, you may show a non-photo ID, like a utility bill, with your address. Voting tips. Am I registered? To learn if you are registered, visit https://vt.ncsbe.gov/regcup/. Then follow the directions carefully. The regular deadline to register is 25 days before each election. But you can register during early voting at an early voting location with same-day registration. Who's on my ballot? Where and when do I vote? Vote at your own precinct's polling place on Election Day. Polls are open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Go to DEMNC.co/DISTR to find your registration page. It shows your district and your precinct's polling place. For your ballot, click on the 3 or 4 digit code under sample ballot. Or you may call the elections office for help, 910-678-7733. That's 910-678-7733. Best practice. If you have not voted from your current address in the last 3 years, it's best to vote at an early voting site during early voting. What if I have a problem? Ask the chief judge at the poll, top elections official, for help or call 888-OUR-VOTE, OURVOTE. That's 888-OUR-VOTE to report an issue. If you cannot use a regular ballot, ask for a provisional ballot. You have a right to one. describe your situation on the form. Your eligibility will be researched, and you'll be given a way to learn if the ballot counted. Candidates for City Council. You can vote for up to three of these four candidates to fill three seats on Kinston's City Council. The winners will serve a term of 4 years. The City Council has 5 members, plus the mayor. In 2021, the other 2 council members and mayor will be elected for 4-year terms. Sammy C. Aiken. Experience. Incumbent councilman who has served the citizens of Kinston for 8 years. Retired U.S. Navy, 20 years. Stationed in Washington, D.C., the political capital of the world, 10 years. Worked with law enforcement, Crime Stoppers chair. Serve on numerous community boards. What qualifications or approach to city government makes you the best candidate for this position? I make myself approachable and informative to citizens. Encourage citizens to serve on city boards to be part of positive suggestions. Always punctual. Missed only 1 council meeting in 8 years. Fiscally responsible. Balanced budget of approximately $110 million. How important is affordable housing? How can the city maintain adequate affordable housing? Affordable housing is of the utmost importance. Kinston has the most federal housing for 20,000 population. Jobs, 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 and those are in capital letters, are needed. We're cleaning up blighted areas. Turn projects into privately owned condominiums. Need code enforcement for slum landlords statewide, uniformed. What can be done to create more jobs for young people, especially African American youth? Family. A man should leave his children's children wealth. There is a Pandora's box, starting with education. Teach them to fish. Place taxes on robots and automation that replace human jobs. Trade policies. Should Kinston establish a police community oversight board with investigatory, subpoena, and disciplinary powers? Criminal justice should be applied equally. I concur that we need an oversight board. As past chair of Crime Stoppers, I encourage the community and police working together to prevent crime. What are your views on reducing emissions of climate warming gases in NC by 40% because of their impact on natural disasters, agriculture, public health, and community life? We must agree the climate is changing. The severity of the weather destruction is evident. I support Governor Cooper's goals to reduce NC's emissions. Jim Godfrey. Experience. As a longtime resident, I believe my leadership positions with the Kinston-Lenoir County Chamber of Commerce, Tourism Authority, and Pride of Kinston, plus serving as executive director of Mary's Kitchen, gives me valuable insight into the issues we face in Kinston. What qualifications or approach to city government makes you the best candidate for this position? As a councilman, a main goal will be to assure Kinston citizens that they receive the maximum value for their tax dollars. My friends and supporters will tell you that I will ask the tough questions that citizens want answered. How important is affordable housing? How can the city maintain adequate affordable housing? Obviously, affordable housing is very important to Kinston and to every other city. As a member of the Kinston City Council, I plan to do my part to keep property taxes as low as possible and will not vote for any increase. What can be done to create more jobs for young people, especially African American youth? Making job opportunities available to young people is key to ensuring that they stay here. Kinston Teens has done an outstanding job. The council should work with the Kinston Teens to expand their mission for full-time employment opportunities, civic engagement, and community service opportunities among our youth. Our city needs an economic development game plan. Should Kinston establish a police community oversight board with investigatory, subpoena, and disciplinary powers? With the recent retirement of our Kinston Chief of Police, I believe the City Council should wait for the selection of a new chief and seek his or her input before creating any new oversight group that may or may not be necessary. What are your views on reducing emissions of climate warming gases in NC by 40% because of their impact on natural disasters, agriculture, public health, and community life? This target is appropriate for our community. This is an issue that could have a serious impact on our businesses and farms. Frankly, I need to gather more information before forming my recommendations. I believe we should use a common sense approach and carefully study successful efforts implemented by other cities. Antonio Pearl Hardy. Experience. One of six children born in Kinston. Graduate of Kinston High School class of 1979. Retired 30 plus years in U.S. Marine Corps. Assisted military families in budgeting, finance, and personal counseling. Managed thousands of Marines. Proven leadership. What qualifications or approach to city government makes you the best candidate for this position? Over 30 years serving in the Marine Corps, meeting the needs of my Marines and their families. Managing Marine Corps budget, personnel, and educating Marines. Facing adversity and changing their lives for the better. Overcame 3 combat operations. How important is affordable housing? How can the city maintain adequate affordable housing? Create affordable housing trusts. In order to accomplish this, we must grow the population, creating projects or developments, municipal bond elections, tax breaks, and hold landlords accountable. What can be done to create more jobs for young people, especially African American youth? As a City Council member, I will go out to all businesses and companies and do an incentive program to hire young people in 11th and 12th grade during the summer. If they perform well, I will have them hiring full-time after completion of school under a tax incentive. Should Kinston establish a police community oversight board with investigatory and disciplinary powers? A community oversight board can be a good thing, and it could be a bad thing. The upside is that police will be more likely to be careful before making judgment calls when acting to police calls. The bad thing is some may use the board as a way to get revenge for past actions. What are your views on reducing emissions of climate warming gases in NC by 40% because of their impact on natural disasters, agriculture, public health, and community life? The North Carolina ZEV plan, Clean Energy, clean gas is very important, not only to the city, but to the whole nation. Clean air and water are very important, and the program can also create jobs. I'm very much in agreement with the proposal. Pray we can get there in that time frame. Early voting location, ours in Lenoir County. You may vote early at any of these three early voting sites. Teachers Memorial Gym, 500 Marcella Drive, Kinston. Open Monday through Friday, October 16th through November 1st, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., except Halloween, October 31st, when they are open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. They are also open Saturday, October 19th and October 26th, from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Board of Elections, 110 South Heritage Street, Meeting Room, Kinston, open Monday through Saturday, October 16th through November 1st, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. LaGrange Community Building, 410 East Washington Street, LaGrange, open 4 days only, October 29th through November 1st, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. City Council candidates continued. Felicia Nicole Solomon. Experience. I'm experienced in bringing people together from diverse backgrounds for a common cause. During my first term on the City Council, I pushed to increase the budgets for repairing roads and removing more dilapidated houses. What qualifications or approach to city government makes you the best candidate for this position? My purpose is to serve and hear the voices of the people, from their hopes to their concerns. All decisions must be in consideration of the taxpayers and residents, from addressing infrastructural needs to supporting local businesses and youth programs. How important is affordable housing? How can the city maintain adequate affordable housing? Affordable housing is extremely important. For example, for the mother trying to move her family out of the housing projects, or the young professional who resides in another county due to unaffordable housing, we must continue to encourage the federal government to support continued funding. What can be done to create more jobs for young people, especially African American youth? Creating more job training programs and partnerships with community colleges and prospective employers are effective ways to develop a skilled, homegrown workforce. We must also address the adversity many African American males face in securing jobs because of charges obtained even if they were never convicted. Increasing the age is a start in the right place. Should Fayetteville establish a police community oversight board with disciplinary powers? The Kinston Community Relations Team is not an oversight board, but was developed by our former police chief. It was one major initiative that helped to establish stronger trusting relationships between law enforcement and the community. The team had representatives to reflect all the members of our community. The goal was continual improvement through engagement. What are your views on reducing emissions of climate warming gases in NC by 40% because of their impact on natural disasters, agriculture, public health, and community life? I value the work to protect the environment through the use of renewable energy. Early voting, same-day registration. If you miss the deadline to register, you may use same-day registration during early voting times. Ask the election official for a registration form, show an identifying document, and vote a ballot all on the same day. You cannot use same-day registration on election day. The identifying document you show must be one of these with your name and current address. A NC driver's license, other government photo ID, student photo ID, along with a school document showing the student's address. A utility bill, for example, cell phone, electric, cable, a bank statement or payroll stub, or a document from any government agency, a bill, permit, letter, etc. Here are the Kinston City Council districts by precincts and polling locations for Election Day. Some precincts have more than one city council district, so voters living in the precinct may get different ballots. To see your own precinct and the city council district you live in, call 910-678-7733. That's 910-678-7733. Precinct, Kinston 1. Building, Carver Court Recreation Room. Address, 301 East Bright Street. Zip code, 28501. Precinct, Kinston 2. Gordon Street Christian Church, 118 East Gordon Street. The zip, 28501. Kinston Precinct 3. Fairfield Recreation Center, 850 Greenbrier Road, 28501. Kinston 4. Tanglewood Church of God, 2103 Russell Road, 28504. Kinston 5, Spillman Baptist Church, 1900 Queens Road, 28501. Kinston 6, Teachers Memorial School Gym, 500 Marcella Drive, 28501. Kinston 7, St. Peter Church of Christ, 602 J.P. Harrison Boulevard, 28501. Kinston 8, Holloway Recreation Center, 100 North Myrtle Avenue, 28501. Kinston 9, First Pentecostal Holiness Church, 711 Phillips Road, 28504. Precinct. Name, Falling Rock. Vote at Kinston 3 polling location, 850 Greenbrier Road, 28501. Precinct, Vance. Vote at Kinston 9 polling location, 711 Phillips Road, 28504. Precinct, Southwest. Vote at Kinston 1, polling location, 301 East Bright Street, 28501. Noose. Vote at Kinston 1, polling location, 301 East Bright Street, 28501. How to vote by mail, absentee ballot. Any registered voter may vote by mail. No excuse or special reason is needed. You can call toll-free for information at 866-522-4723 or visit demnc.co/mail for help. The request form must be signed by the voter or voter's near relative. That term is defined on the form. It must be received, not just sent, at the County Board of Elections by 5 p.m. 1 week before Election Day, the Tuesday before Election Day. A ballot and return envelope will then be mailed to the voter. Follow all the directions carefully, including having two witnesses, or a notary sign and include their addresses on the envelope form. To be counted, the voter, or near relative, must return the ballot to the Board of Elections office by 5 p.m. on Election Day, or by mail so it is postmarked by 5 p.m. Election Day and received at the elections office by 3 business days later. Take it inside the post office and request a hand-canceled postmark if the deadline is near. Mailing takes 2 first-class stamps. 3 ways to vote for the Kinston City Council. 1. Early voting, October 16th through November 1st. Voting early is often a good option, especially if you have moved or have not voted in several years. You can also register as a new voter in the county during early voting. Number 2, mail-in absentee voting. Any registered voter may use this method. No special reason is needed. Number 3, Election Day, November 5th for the general election. On Election Day, go to your precinct's polling place. Polls are open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. If you are in line by 7:30 p.m., you'll be able to vote. To find your precinct's poll, you can call the local Board of Elections at 910-678-7733. Again, the local Board of Elections number is 910-678-7733. If you go to the wrong polling place in your city and don't have time to get to your precinct, ask to use a provisional ballot. Questions? Call the hotline. 888-OUR-VOTE. That's 888-687-8683. Or 866-OUR-VOTE. That's 866-687-8683. Or go to accessthevotenc.org. That's accessthevotenc, all one word, .org. 6 voting tips. 1. No photo ID is needed to vote in 2019 if you have voted previously. The poll worker will ask you to state your name and address and sign in. If you move, register at your current address at least 25 days before the election. If you miss that deadline, you can register and vote at an early voting center, but not on Election Day. New voters in a county may need to show a form of ID if there was a problem verifying their registration. They will need to show any photo ID or any one of these: a utility bill, bank statement, or government document such as license, bill, letter, etc., with their name and current address. 4. Any voter may get help inside the poll from a near family member, not a cousin. Voters with a disability, including reading difficulty, may get help from anyone except their employer or union agent. Voters with a disability may vote in a vehicle at the polling location's curb, curbside voting. Number 5. You don't lose your right to vote if you have an outstanding warrant, traffic ticket, bankruptcy, civil fine, or misdemeanor. No elections official will ask you about outstanding fines, tickets, etc. Number 6. People convicted of a felony in NC or any state may register to vote after serving their complete sentence, including probation. No special document is needed, just register like anyone else.